Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Do our ministries need glittering tinsel? Former Assembly of God General Superintendent W.T. Gaston wrote an article of warning in 1953 that pastors and ministry leaders would do well to heed again today. This part especially caught my attention. Gaston suggested if we are to have a future that is better or even comparable and worthy of our past, we will need to learn over again some of the lessons of yesterday. One of the important lessons to rediscover, he wrote, was the importance of promoting pure, undefiled religion. He recalled that many early 20th century Pentecostal pioneers were bivocational ministers that often met in homes or rented buildings, and that most were not very impressive by the standards of the surrounding culture. However, they did not need worldly goods and accolades in order for the Holy Spirit to accomplish great things through their lives and ministries. Gaston wrote that he witnessed an utter disregard for poverty or wealth or station in life in the early Pentecostal movement. Yet, those rugged pioneers, he noted, had something that made them attractive and convincing. The contrast between the attitudes of the world and the early Pentecostals was striking. According to Gaston, early believers were completely satisfied without the world's glittering tinsel and content to be the objects of its scornful hatred. In the preface to my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I sound a similar note of warning and encouragement. My larger concern is that churches, parachurch organizations, and nonprofit ministries that are largely founded to fulfill a biblical mandate are straying from the simple, freeing truths found in the Bible. Or maybe I should say that they are adding things to their ministries that aren't in the pages of Scripture. Whichever way you want to say it, the result is the same. We are using the wrong metrics to define success for our ministries. I fear that in our focus on unbiblical practices, we are missing the joy of really doing ministry. All of these titles, flowcharts, and non-essential things that we are discussing, revamping, implementing, and measuring aren't doing anything to liberate us, but they are keeping us focused on checking off meaningless boxes. We're spending far too much valuable time and resources on keeping the machinery running, but we're not correctly evaluating the outputs. We need to recalibrate our understanding of leadership. God's leaders are servants. I believe that leaders of churches and nonprofit ministries will find the greatest freedom and enjoyment, and ultimately experience the full blessing of God, when they learn to view themselves as shepherd leaders. Jesus is our ultimate example. Our good shepherd showed us how to live out the lifestyle that pleases him and glorifies our Heavenly Father. I hope you'll pick up a copy of this book, and I also invite you to check out the link I've shared in the show notes, where the video explains a little bit more of what I hope this book will accomplish in all of our ministries.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.